Welcome to yet one more Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Coopercast episode. This is your host, Al's Bumper, John Sachs. We talk about how many other Jews might be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. By the way, it's a lot more than you think. Look it up and see some surprises. The wacky Alice Cooper and Al Cooper intersection, and a possible Hall of Fame reunion of Al with his buddies, Bernie Taupin and Elton John. Somebody somewhere was reflecting on relatively small number, in his opinion, of Jews in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I said, well, that may be statistically true, but I'm pretty sure that Dylan and Paul Simon are in it, and they're both decidedly Jewish. So you're not going to be the only Jew in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Carole King.
Carole King, yeah. Deservedly so. I wonder who else. We had to get back to this question. This is not a Hall of Fame question, but somebody wanted to know if you had a lot of instances where people confused you with Alice Cooper.
Oh, yeah, thousands.
And you said it happened all the time.
Thousands.
Musically, you have almost nothing in common.
Well, that's not the point. They don't hear any music.
Right.
They just see a name.
Right. But you said at one point you lived on the same road in California.
Yes, we did.
What was
we
that?
We lived in Coldwater Canyon.
Yeah.
And his house was it's like that.
It's a spiral.
It's a spiral.
Yeah.
And his house was directly above mine. So he could look out his balcony and see my swimming pool.
Yeah. Right.
So occasionally he would yell out to me.
What would he yell? What would Alice Cooper? Al! I got to find out something. I don't know.
Well, you want to know his real name?
No. Well, I suppose I'd be curious. No, the question is he in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I don't know. I would imagine he would be.
Well, I'll go to Wikipedia and we'll see about that. They tell you that he was born Vincent Damon Furnier.
Yeah, I knew that.
He's born in 48. He's
younger than me.
Younger than you, yeah. He's a year older than me. Yeah, he was brought in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there you go. He's in there. So both Al and Alice. All right. His band, Alice Cooper, Dennis Dunaway, Glenn Buxton, and Michael Bruce, and some other people.
Well, his manager.
Yeah.
Has always been a good friend of mine.
Who's that?
A guy named Shep Gordon.
Okay.
Fabulous person.
Yeah?
Yeah. One of the funniest.
Yeah.
Smartest people I ever met in my life. He lives in Hawaii.
Oh.
I mean,
yeah.
He didn't start there. So he called me about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Just because we stay in touch. He's a great guy.
It strikes me that having a tremendous sense of humor must be like a really good thing if you're going to be...
He also has a great laugh.
Yeah.
He has one of the greatest laughs I ever heard.
But if you're going to manage rock acts like Alice Cooper and others, it seems like a sense of humor would be such a useful thing to have.
I think a sense of money would be better.
Yeah, but stuff is going to happen where you're just going to say, what? What?
Well, why would you manage Alice Cooper unless you had a sense of humor?
Well, there's that. Yeah. Yes, yes. Who would be the wackiest group to ever manage that you can think of? Where you would say, wow.
Probably the Beatles or the Stones.
Oh, really? Just because of the notoriety?
And, yeah.
Yeah.
And to try and manage those groups of people.
Yeah.
Would probably be very difficult.
Right. But they weren't freaky. They were huge, but they were presumably people you could sit down and talk to.
Oh, really?
I would think. I don't know. I don't know.
As opposed to?
Well, some of the punk rock acts that were really, really freaking outrageous. Or Iggy Pop, right? Like I.
How much money did he make?
Not Beatles Stone money.
Well, I'm saying, you know, there's categories.
Yeah, but I would think that managing a guy who rolls in broken glass on stage would be hard on you. I don't know. It just strikes me that way.
I wouldn't put my heart on near broken glass.
Hey, just been... well, I think... I think
we've come to the end of our road.
I think we've come to the end of the Hall of Fame segments. But it's cool. You'll go if you can.
Yeah. If I'm alive.
Yeah, right. Hopefully.
Well, it's great that it's in Brooklyn and not in Cleveland.
You sure? But they told you that for sure, huh?
Yes.
Huh, I didn't know that. All right. Well, you know, what's interesting is that they don't have on their website, they don't have a list of staff, like board of directors. They don't have any of that stuff. You know what I mean?
Well, that makes sense to me.
Why is that?
Because you'd have all kinds of peckerheads knocking on your door every hour of the fucking day.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Yeah. They have a corporate partner program. You can rent it for events. So
I don't know exactly what this place is it's being held in, but I know that it's where I said it was.
Okay.
And I want to go.
Brooklyn is definitely very cool. And I think of Brooklyn in relation to New York City as I think in Somerville in relation to Boston. I kid you about Somerville, but there's a lot of very cool things about Somerville.
Not when I moved in.
Not when you moved in, but after they built the new Red Line and they turned Davis Square from a sleepy place into a place with all of these bars and eateries and stuff. So,
well, the good part is I don't leave the house, so I have no idea about any of what you're talking about.
But this weekend, all of these artist studios within walking distance of here have open studios. There's so many artist studios in Somerville. It is actually a very cool place. So,
what's this?
This is sort of an artist studio, but it's not open to the public.
No. Never will be.
Well, maybe someday.
Unless Susan gets down on her work.
The Al Cooper Museum can be located here. So people can come in and look at these walls of enormous numbers of CDs and 45s.
That's a great idea for Susan.
Yeah. She'd love that, huh? All right, Mr. Cooper. Well, I want to say congratulations, along with about 5,000 other people. Congratulations on getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, thank you so much. And I'm as happy as everybody else is.
Good. Yeah.
I just, you know, I'd really like to go.
All right.
I'm not expecting much.
Yeah.
But just to see Bernie Taupin after all these years would be wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm telling you, the three of us spent a lot of time together.
Well, I would be very surprised if Elton John doesn't come to it because Bernie was his partner.
Yeah.
So the three of you could have a reunion, which would be great. This has been CooperCast, one more Hall of Fame episode brought to you by the Kosher Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You can submit more questions for Al at alcooper.com on the CooperCast page.